It's our first full day of summer. Summer solstice occurred early yesterday morning. Sure doesn't feel like summer, does it? Everybody's saying, come on, Mother Nature, where's the heat? Maybe by Thursday, Friday, we'll get into the mid-20s, maybe even the high 20s. No sign of any 30-degree temperatures, but one of these days soon. It's nice, everything's so lush. All this rain we had, more rain off and on through the province today, tonight, and again tomorrow. But like I say, warmer weather on the way as we get deeper into this week. I've got a very special guest joining me in studio right now. His name is Anthony Olushala. How did I do with that, Anthony?
Not too bad. Olushala.
Olushala. All right. Anthony is executive director of the Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation in Saskatoon. How long have you lived here?
Myself, 16 and counting in Saskatoon.
Excellent. And you're here today because you have helped put together Saskatchewan's first black legal clinic. What inspired you to do that?
Thank you kindly. Access to justice, I like to say, is vital to justice, to which everyone is entitled. And with that premise, when we look around statistics and matter of fact, community informed reality, not only in Saskatchewan, but internationally, we'll see the disproportionate outcomes that black folks experience when it comes to being in contact with the justice system. And we continue to see how this inform, wrongly oftentimes, the outlook that non-blacks have towards black folks. In and of itself, it bothers on black youth on how they see themselves, the kind of future they dream to attain. And it pushes the community to a place of reclusion, if you will. So all of this informed the need for us to come together from a for and by perspective to addressing an array, if you will, and interlinked barriers that black individuals and communities face when it comes to equitable access to justice. So as an organization, the work we do helps to bring to the front burner what you can call intersectoral conversation, as well as folks working within the justice network to come together and see how we can create and, matter of fact, sustain access to justice for all.
Tell me about your organization, Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation. What's its history and what are the services you provide?
Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation is a B3 organization. B3 stands for Black-led, Black-serving, and Black-focused. So this is a nationally recognized organization, and that term, B3, is a national recognition for organizations like ours across Canada. The work we do, from a socioeconomic uptake for black individuals and communities, also stems to quality of life. When people have socioeconomic opportunity, then we can speak about quality of life. Mm-hmm. One leads to the other. But we can't also talk about quality of life when justice is not equitable or is not really accessible. So the work we do stems from youth employment. We provide opportunity for youth so they can gain access to today's leadership, not only waiting until tomorrow. We have support for ethnocultural seniors, particularly those who have lived here in Canada for 50 years and more, and have given to the life of the community and the economy, but now feeling isolated and alone. So we do a lot of programs to support them, including active gray programming, yoga classes, cooking program for seniors.
Oh.
And matter of fact, we bring them to the life of the community. June 27, we're going to be having some of our seniors showcasing their cultural talent.
Oh,
so
really?
We do seniors program. We have women empowerment program. We have men's program. We have mental health support program. We are also a clinical counseling agency, in which case our counselors bring their cultural relevance, cultural knowledge into providing clinical intervention.
Sure. Anthony Olushala is my guest. Anthony is the executive director of the Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation. How long has the organization been in place?
This amazing organization celebrated its 10th year anniversary this February.
Excellent. And that's Saskatoon. Do you provide services across the province?
Across the province, yes. We are based here in Saskatoon, but our services span across the province.
When we say it's the province's first black legal clinic, what do we mean when we're saying a black person?
Thank you so much. A black legal clinic attends to the needs of individuals who are black by way of racial classification. And we know that to be true because when we are filling whatever form and we're engaging with different community members, a matter of fact, when we look into the history of Canada as well as the world in general, we all have been classified or grouped into certain racial groups, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But it also speaks to the extent to which certain folks are less seen or demonized, matter of fact, and or are less supported when it comes to quality of life and common good of the society. So when we talk about Black Legal Clinic, this initiative supported gratefully, mm-hmm. we are,
yeah.
to the Government of Canada, Department of Justice, under the Partnership Initiative Program for Justice, is looking to provide education to people of Black African ancestry in Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. many of whom have lived there for many generations, if you will, but are still in many ways not only underprotected, but are overexposed when it comes to issues of justice. So the work we do is to attend to the unique needs of individuals of Black African ancestry, of Black people in general, across justice matters specifically, and to provide education on civic duties and responsibility, first off, also rights protection, and to know how to navigate the justice system. This particular initiative is centered around justice navigation for those who are actively navigating the justice system, to understand how the court works, to provide accompaniment to lawyers' office, particularly for those who are of the non-official ethnic minority language communities. How do you understand what is being communicated? Legal terms, but in plain language. So we provide interpretation services. We do court accompaniment. Matter of fact, some of our staff have been going in and out of court. Some of them are in court as I'm speaking to you today, just going with individuals to
sure.
provide that community representation and guidance, as the case may be.
Does it tend to be mostly for newcomers?
No, actually, we realize that to be in contact with justice is no respect of how long you've been in Canada.
True, true.
So the service we offer span across all individuals, regardless of how long you've been around. And of course, we provide services outside of Saskatoon. We're grateful to partners that we've been able to work with and that we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
From Melfort, I'll give a shout out to Northeast Outreach Support Services. In Prince Albert, we've got Prince Albert Multicultural Council. Out in Regina, Daughters of Africa. And we're still in conversation with folks out in Swift Current. Like I said, our work span across Saskatchewan. You know, there's an African saying that the sun does not forget to shine on a village just because of its size. And we recognize that the challenges that Black folks face in smaller communities are even greater than those in urban cities, because now they are the minority of minority, and oftentimes they are left unprotected.
Do you see racism as a major issue in Saskatchewan?
I wouldn't say racism as a major issue, as it is comfort mm-hmm. of how I have come to know myself to be. I say that it's okay to leave our comfort space to learn from others mm-hmm. than to feel that I know it all. So if we as a people, like Maya Angelou puts it, she says, only equals can become friends. I'm not going to be racist towards someone if I recognize as equals,
mm-hmm.
if I see them as a fellow human, that if someone is not speaking in a certain accent or with a certain accent that I'm familiar with, I also put myself in a state that, well, I may not be well understood by them too, because I've also got an accent. So if I can recognize that all persons have accent, all persons come from different backgrounds, and all persons are equitably or should be equitably treated, then we can see ourselves as equals. So I'll say it's not much of, I think racism is becoming a buzzword that oftentimes folks might hide behind a finger by not necessarily addressing issues. But if we can just see ourselves as humans, that I can learn from you much as you can share with me, then our world will be a better place.
Population in Saskatchewan, people of African descent, is the numbers continuing to grow?
That is correct. The number continues to grow, and the number continues to grow of people from all diverse backgrounds. And I think it speaks to the Canadian culture mosaic.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand your wife's a lawyer.
That is correct.
So you don't lose, or you don't win any arguments there then.
I try not to get into any.
For anyone listening right now that would like to find out more how they could access Saskatchewan's first Black legal clinic, what's your advice?
Please reach out. Reach out if you're a person of Black African ancestry. We are located in Saskatoon. Our website is www.trulyalifefoundation.org. You can also call our office at 306-986-4180 to engage with our legal team for conversations, right? But beyond that, we are also reaching out to non-Black communities, legal network, mm-hmm. lawyers, court workers, intersectoral organizations to connect with us and let's build a society where everyone feels not just to be getting by, but to thrive, because we all, at the end of the day, contribute to the growth of our community.
I love that message.
Thank you kindly.
Thanks for coming by the station today.
Appreciate it.
Anthony Olushela talking about Saskatchewan's first Black legal clinic. And again, if you were just to simply Google Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation, you could find the contact information there. Thank you, Anthony. Nice meeting you.
Likewise. Appreciate it.